Julie, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you so much, Jane.
Vincent van Gogh is probably the most widely popular artist of our time. Julie, tell us a little bit about Vincent van Gogh and his career.
Well, van Gogh was from the Netherlands. He became interested in art fairly early and worked in an art gallery called Goupil and collected prints at that point. He moves to Paris in 1886. He starts working actually in the early 1880s. And the earliest painting in the exhibition you can barely recognize as one of his pictures. It looks rather primitive, although it is a painting in which he's focusing on the forest floor, which becomes an important subject for him later on. He progresses very rapidly. He has a 10-year career, which is very surprising. So it's very, very short, but he paints over 800 pictures in the short period of time from the time he starts to paint in the early 1880s till 1890 when he commits suicide, which is very sad. He went to Paris in 1886 and is exposed to the work of the French Impressionists and Post-Impressionists at that time, and there's this transformation from painting very dark pictures of peasant life to painting these absolutely glorious still lifes, portraits, and landscapes with very, very bright colors and this very exuberant brushwork. And he works in the south of France and north of Paris and several different locations over the time that he's most productive.
I can't imagine that he personally ever thought that he would become one of the most recognized artists of the 20th and 21st centuries.
Yes, he struggled somewhat in his career, although he was in part a making of his own mythology in some ways. You know, we know about him from his letters, in which you're getting his point of view. You know, it's always said that he only sold one or two paintings, but he passed up on some opportunities for the sale of his work as well, and he did actually sell more than that. He also had a very strong desire to be avant-garde, and avant-garde is not the way to sell a lot of paintings. He really wanted to be out ahead and do something that was very adventurous and that hadn't been done before. So it would be interesting to know what would have happened had he lived longer and whether he would have achieved the recognition that he was complaining that he wasn't getting at the time, during the time that he was living.
But the exciting thing about the exhibition now at the Cincinnati Art Museum, which is called Van Gogh Into the Undergrowth, is that it gives us new ways to think about him. Tell us what's going on in this exhibition and how did it come about?
This exhibition came about largely because we have such an important painting in our own collection called Undergrowth with Two Figures. It's really widely considered to be one of his most important pictures by scholars of Van Gogh, and it is frequently requested for exhibitions at international venues. The Van Gogh Museum requested it for the third time, and we decided that it might be an opportunity to engage in a dialogue with them about doing an exhibition around our painting, and there are two works from the Van Gogh Museum in our exhibition. The exhibition centers on our painting, which is a painting that's the culmination of a subject that he'd been exploring since he started to paint, which is the subject of the forest floor. And there are a number of pictures that he painted at various points during his career that kind of celebrate leafy growth and dirt and flowers and all the things that we find when we're walking in the woods. And he really had a great joy in these nature experiences in which he was completely surrounded by unspoiled nature. And so this was a subject that he returned to time and again. And there were a number of artists whose work he admired that became very important for him in the development of this theme. And so we've surrounded the Van Gogh pictures with works by these artists that he refers to time and again in his letters as being sources of inspiration. So there's works by the artists of the Barbizon school who worked around the Forest of Fontainebleau, who were an earlier generation of painters. And their pictures look very brown, and you might think, you know, why is it that he was so entranced with this work? But these were artists who sort of sunk themselves deep in the forest and worked out in nature, painted outdoors, and elevated landscape painting to a new status of importance. So they were very important to Van Gogh, and he talks about them over and over. He read their biographies. He was really kind of obsessed with them, in fact. And then there's work by the Impressionists and Post-Impressionists, who were his colleagues. There's a painting by Monet. It's an early Monet in the show. There's work by Seurat, by Gauguin, by Cézanne and Pizarro. So these were artists, many of whom he did, in fact, get to know personally, but whose work he felt was important in the development of modern art and in looking at this particular nature theme.
The exhibition includes loans from around the world, and I'm interested to know, what was the reaction from other curators to the theme of this show?
They recognize the importance of our painting and that this is an important subject to explore and had a certain richness and depth to it. So they were actually very supportive of our request to borrow paintings. As always, there are going to be challenges when you start to borrow works by the Impressionists because institutions want to hang them in their permanent collection installations or they're requested often for exhibitions. So there were challenges here and there. We were determined to find yet a work by Pizarro, and we had to try a couple of different options before we landed on the one that's in the show, which actually is one of those fortuitous things that happens. We think we ended up with the best choice.
Well, it seems to me that Into the Undergrowth invites viewers to be ever more closely aware of that artist's techniques, you know, the way he handles paint. For instance, I would think you can look at a long time at tree trunks
yes.
in that exhibition.
Yes, that is actually one of my favorite paintings in the exhibition because you can see him really thinking about how to suggest the texture of the bark of the trees. They have this angular quality to the brush strokes, and the colors that he chooses tend to be kind of russet tones, whereas you have this blanket of flowers that kind of goes on. And you can see that, you know, he's using different kinds of strokes to suggest the flowers.
Well, I'd like to know a little bit more about the other artists in the show, and particularly the paintings from the museum's own collection that you have pulled into it.
The Cincinnati Art Museum is fortunate to have a very strong collection of work by the Barbizon painters, who were very popular with Cincinnati collectors in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. So we're fortunate to have depth in that area. And we do have a number of pictures from our own collection in the exhibition, including actually mammoth painting by Jules Dupré, who is one of the leading figures of these mid-19th century landscape artists. And it really shows you how they're going from, you know, painting little oil sketches out of doors to these big paintings that they want to achieve national recognition at exhibitions and really feel that landscape is important for doing that.
Well, Into the Undergrowth includes some unusual and interesting interactive elements. Tell us about them and how Van Gogh's own correspondence with his brother helped to inspire some of that.
Well, one of the things that's unusual about Van Gogh and makes him so rich for scholars is that he wrote over 800 letters to his brother, and then there are several hundred from Theo back to Vincent. They had a very close, extremely close relationship and supportive relationship. And because there is that wealth of correspondence, we know so much more about what he's thinking than we normally do with many artists. And it is kind of amazing, given that he only lived till the age of 37, that we have this extraordinary body of letters from that period. We do have an interactive, that's sort of a letter writing activity, which you could write it on an iPad and then you can hit send and it will go off to whomever you'd like to send it to. And that's kind of a fun exercise. You can think about what it means to write letters. People don't really write letters the way they used to, and we kind of wonder what that's going to mean for scholars down the road.
Well, because this exhibition brings out new ways of thinking about Vincent van Gogh, the catalog, I think, is of particular importance. What can you tell us about the catalog and the contributors to it?
We have a wonderful, beautifully produced catalog published by Giles Limited, available for this exhibition in both paperback and hardback. And we have several notable scholars who contributed to this catalog, including Cornelia Homburg, who is one of the leading scholars of Van Gogh's work. We also have Simon Kelly, who is the curator of modern art at the St. Louis Art Museum, and Jenny Reinerts, who is the 19th century art expert at the Rijksmuseum in Amsterdam, and then wonderful catalog entries and an essay on Cincinnati's painting written by Laura Prinz, who is an independent scholar of Van Gogh's work.
The new season certainly is off to an exciting start with Into the Undergrowth at the Cincinnati Art Museum. Thanks so much, Julie, for coming in to talk with us about it.
Thank you so much, Jane. I hope everybody will come out to see it.
We've been talking with Julie Aronson, curator of American painting and sculpture at the Cincinnati Art Museum. The exhibition Into the Undergrowth will be on view through January 8th. For a link to more information, see wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.